the Lord be with you. And also with you. Bless the Lord who forgives all our sins. God's mercy endures forever. We call to worship those both far and near. Join us in person or by radio and internet each Lenten Sunday for a Lenten sermon series in Lenten preparation for Holy Week and its seven services, including three on Easter morning, and prepare for worship daily with our Lenten devotional series, A Congregational Wisdom Offering to God and Neighbor. Let us worship God in spirit and in truth. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. As we are able, may we stand in the praise of God.
To
we pray. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weaknesses of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
May we exchange signs and words of his peace.
Please be seated. A lesson from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verses 1 through 11. When you have come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance to possess, and you possess it and settle it, you shall take some from the first of all the fruit of the ground, which you harvest from the land that the Lord your God is giving you. And you shall put it in a basket and go to the place that the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. You shall go to the priest who is in office at that time and say to him, "Today I declare to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us." When the priest takes the basket from your hand and sets it down before the altar of the Lord your God, you shall make this response before the Lord your God. "A wandering Aramean was my ancestor. He went down into Egypt and lived there as an alien, few in number. And there he became a great nation, mighty and populous. When the Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us by imposing hard labor on us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. The Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and outstretched arm, with a terrifying display of power, and with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground that you, O Lord, have given me. You shall set it down before the Lord your God and bow down before the Lord your God." Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A lesson from Paul's Epistle to the Romans, chapter 10, verses 8 through 13. The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified. And one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. The scripture says, "No one who believes in him will be put to shame." For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please join me in reading responsively verses from Psalm 91 with the antiphon. Of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder. The young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Those who love me I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. Rise up in body as you are able, but certainly in heart, for the singing of the Gloria, the reading of the Gospel, and the singing of a hymn.
Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 4, verses 1 to 13. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread. Jesus answered him, it is written, one does not live by bread alone. Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, to you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours. Jesus answered him, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is said, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" And when the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Jesus meets us today in the fullness of his humanity, in communion with the communion of saints, all the saints, including those from whom their labors rest. The levels of temptations our Lord endures, as rendered by St. Luke, begin with the physical, bread, continue to the cultural, power, and conclude with the spiritual, religion. Hunger, avarice, and pride beset us still in temptations near and far. Our communion meditation this Lord's Day for the beginning of Lent places us in the presence of the humanity of Jesus in remembrance of his pain within that humanity, and in a grateful, if bittersweet, thanksgiving for that utter cruciform dominical humanity. Our communion meditation stretches out and back for millennia. We are heartened to recall the refrain, even the hymn of Deuteronomy, "Mighty hand, outstretched arm, display of power, signs and wonders." Mighty hand, outstretched arm, display of power, signs and wonders. Others too have faced in some measure ranges of unsolved troubles as we face ours today. In planet, pandemic, politics, prejudice, pocketbook, and peril. The gift of freedom, the price of freedom, the protection of freedom have ever been at the heart of faith. And we are reminded of this in our experience across the globe right now, March 2022. "A wandering Aramean was my father," writes the Deuteronomist. We are not the first generation to be faced with peril and the price of freedom. And that itself can be a measure of reassurance. Our communion meditation settles us in faith, the faith which St. Paul can name with precision, located in baptism and belief, baptism and belief. These are sentences worthy of memorization. The word is near you on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. The scripture says, "No one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all and is generous to all who call on her. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Confession with the lips, belief in the heart, and we move forward into an open, uncertain, free future with all its dangers, costs, and joys. From here, it is a short step to the song, the psalm of the day, the singing of faith. After 18 months without the chance to sing the hymns of faith together, March 2020 through August 2021, we will not likely ever again take such a simple grace for granted. The psalm brings a communion in meditation on God in whom we trust, God in whom we trust. My refuge, my fortress, my refuge, my fortress. We sang in this sanctuary in hard days past over many years. Fallujah in 2007 and the nadir of a war that was contrary to Christian teaching, both pacifist and just war. A Syrian red line held and then not in 2013, see the sermon from September 8th of that year. The election in 2016, and a prior president's praise of Putin. And insurrection in 2021. Words have lasting meaning. Votes have lasting meaning. And there are times when you sing songs in the night with Job. Songs, hymns are written still in this moment. For 15 years, we sat in a midweek service behind a professor now retired and moved to Pennsylvania, Cheryl Boots, who writes hymns and sent one this week, its third verse. "Spirit who rejects the violence that your warring children spawn, you behold the pure and wicked. When hate strikes, what can be done? Lover of justice, flow down like waterfalls. Put out the fires of sick human greed. Do not tolerate the power mad. Teach us love that meets all our need. And a friend sent another earlier this same week, written 2 years ago as pandemic began, by Carolyn Gillette, its third verse. May we cherish those around us as we never have before. May we think much less of profit. May we learn what matters more. May we hear our neighbor's suffering. May we see our neighbor's pain. May we learn new ways of offering life and health and hope again. Maybe you could write a three-verse hymn this week. You don't have to be a Methodist to rely on singing, the art form available to the poor and particularly prized by the poor, but it doesn't hurt. Even the poor can sing. Everybody can sing, and so the Psalms. May we learn new ways of offering life and health and hope again, of singing life and health and hope once more. Our communion meditation upon the complete humanity of Jesus our Lord embraces us in the Gospel of Luke, the gospel of humanity, compassion, justice, and love. It is the season of Lent, and again, come this first Sunday in Lent, we meet Jesus in the wild, in the wilderness. And there, he resists. In the time-honored tradition of a three-part story, we are given a lesson about making and keeping human life human. God is at work in the world to make and keep human life human. God is at work in the world to make and keep human life human. Here, as in our other gospels, the Lord faces and masters the various temptations which we also know. They include a kind of will to power, a sort of pride, and a type of avarice. We come to church with some experience of temptation and resistance. And as the songwriter says, good experience comes from seasoned judgment, which comes from bad experience. We are in worship this morning to attest to something, as human and as fallible and as frail as we are. Faith is the power to withstand what we cannot understand. Worship is the practice of faith by which we learn to withstand what we cannot understand. God is the presence, force, truth, and love who alone deserves worship. And worship is the practice of faith by which we learn to withstand what we cannot understand. Worship prepares us to resist. So, just so, we see Jesus again in the wilderness. To resist all that makes human life inhuman. So here you are. Come Lent, come Sunday, come 11 a.m., today again, a walk in the wild, in the wilderness. But St. Luke brings a different look. Luke is our gospel guide this year, and he asks us at virtually every turn to find our way into a meditative communion, communion in Christ with God and with neighbor. So today, in the shadow of our Lord's temptation, we are invited to a prayerful resistance to the blandishments of wealth, power, and fame. Perhaps you are not yet ready for such resistance to such blandishments. Maybe, though, say at age 19 or at age 79, we may be ready for different reasons to observe the limitations, the fairly severe limitations, truth to tell, of wealth, power, and fame. If nothing else, a worship service on a sleepy university campus in spring break, long before spring, in the frozen month of March, as all year, is meant to ring this bell, sing this song, tell this tale, recall in meditative communion that we are utterly mortal and lastingly fragile. One shall not live by bread alone. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. You shall not tempt the Lord your God. You have noticed that here, as is his duty and custom, Luke has amplified the story of Jesus he inherited from Mark in accord, to some degree, we trust, with the condition and need of his community. The preaching of the gospel attempts to do the same every Sunday morning. Luke's predecessor, Mark, has only a couple of lines about wilderness temptation, wild beasts, Satan, and angels. But Matthew and Luke have both added in another story within the story, a spiritual temptation to accompany the physical deprivation. Jesus cites here Deuteronomy 6 and 8. Jesus models dimensions of spiritual temptation and struggle. He models humanity for humanity as a human among humans. Not bread alone, not power alone, not glory alone, not the blandishments of wealth, power, and fame, but the struggles, the spiritual struggles, and the tragedy therein that lines its way through life. The tragedy that so impersonally and unfathomably upends life as our globe now sees and feels in Ukraine, with its citizens the victims of warfare that is preemptive, unilateral, imperial, unforeseeable, immoral, post-Judeo-Christian, wrong. Would that we as a nation had never failed in the same way. But in our past, say Iraq 2003, we have. And we should continue to learn from our past with both humility and compassion. Even as we live in safety in a secure college community, we bear in mind other young women and men like those now in Ukraine who defend their homes, land, and families, and great and at sometimes ultimate cost. They bear the hard hurt and cost of learning virtue and piety, learning to distinguish truth from falsehood, virtue to distinguish good from evil, piety to distinguish life from death. We again face the bitter truth Dr. King named: injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And as President Zelensky said last week, our weapon is truth. For many of us, our thought feeling is that there is more we can and should have done. May we be mindful, at least, of all those near and far, young and old, known and unknown, who face falsehood, evil, and death, and all those as well who yet lack shelter, raiment, safety, and nourishment, those on the road. Indeed, and in full, our minds and hearts dwell this day on the children, women, and men immersed in the tragic warfare that has been brutally and needlessly unleashed in and on Ukraine. We pray for them and for President Biden and other world leaders working to restore peace and justice. In particular, we hold close to our hearts those Boston University students and staff with homes and families in these regions. Utterly realistic about the tragedy and harm now unfolding, we yet hold on to a distant hope for a better day to come one day. Each one of us has some responsibility and some freedom to bring to bear upon today and tomorrow. And that thought and spirit are right around us. Communion meditation includes this call. Love means taking responsibility. And there is a stirring near and far to reach out and help somehow. We had a call one day this week asking whether Marsh Chapel could support a plaza vigil on behalf of Ukraine. Our staff made space, found candles, welcomed students, and supported what will not be the last vigil in the face of the lawless brutality, the needless carnage, the carnage and slaughter executed by Putin's Russia. There is a stirring near and far to reach out and help somehow. Later in the week, while many and others traveled away for spring break, one fraternity set up shop outside the student union. The Brothers of Theta Chi distributed information and simply but clearly asked, "Would you like to make a donation on behalf of those suffering in Ukraine?" It was the best invitation of the semester. "Yes, I would. Thank you for giving me the chance." There is a stirring near and far to reach out and help somehow. The Questrom School of Business, in the business of business, but shepherded by wise leaders who have not forgotten learning virtue and piety, called together a strategy meeting on Ukraine. They rightly called our university chaplain for international students. We have that fine role here, thanks to your support, to bring spiritual advocacy and ministerial support for the 25% of our students who come from overseas, including some from Ukraine. And as was preached on Ash Wednesday, liberating others, we liberate ourselves. There is a stirring near and far to reach out and help somehow. There is an intensity and earnest insight right around here, an interest and faithful application of good faith one way or another. Many years ago, right here, as the war in Iraq continued, we invested ourselves in refugee support. A young man, even younger then, a chorister become Episcopal priest, David Romanek, spent a year between college and seminary working in part on behalf of refugees through Marsh Chapel. We may need to conjure a way to return to that work now on behalf of Ukraine. We may need to conjure a way to return to that work now on behalf of Ukraine. There is a stirring near and far to reach out and help somehow. There's a stirring near and far to reach out and help somehow. Jesus meets us today in the fullness of his humanity, in communion with the communion of saints, all the saints, including those who from their labors rest. The levels of temptation our Lord endures, as rendered by St. Luke, begin with the physical, bread, continue to the cultural, power, and conclude with the spiritual, religion. Hunger, avarice, and pride beset us still in temptations near and far. Our communion meditation this Lord's Day for the beginning of Lent places us in the presence of the humanity of Jesus in remembrance of his pain within that humanity and in a grateful, if bittersweet, thanksgiving for that utter cruciform dominical humanity. Amen.
Please be seated. Let us with gladness bring before the Lord the first of the fruit of the everything that God has given us.
Before us, the life within us, the fellowship among us, and thy love that surrounds us. We give thee thanks, O Lord. Bless these gifts and the givers, we pray, in Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You brought all things into being and called them good. From the dust of the earth, you formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. When rain fell upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, you bore up the ark on the waters, saved Noah and his family, and made covenant with every living creature on earth. When you led your people to Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, you gave us your commandments and made us your covenant people. When your people forsook your covenant, your prophet Elijah fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and on your holy mountain he heard your still small voice. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. When you gave him to save us from our sin, your Spirit led him into the wilderness where he fasted 40 days and 40 nights to prepare for his ministry. When he suffered and died on a cross for our sin, you raised him to life, presented him alive to the apostles during 40 days, and exalted him at your right hand. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. Now, when we, your people, prepare for the yearly feast of Easter, you lead us to repentance for sin and the cleansing of our hearts, that during these 40 days of Lent, we may be gifted and graced to reaffirm the covenant you made with us through Christ. On the night in which he gave himself for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them before us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, till Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, and with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Now with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
Thank you. body of Christ, broken for you. Take and eat. Feast on him in your heart by faith, and be thankful. The blood of Christ shed for you, take and drink. Feast on him in your heart by faith, and be thankful. May we pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others.
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord, lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace, now and always.